It's time for another Wellness Wednesday program here on Q92. Every Wednesday, we feature a different person from the world of medicine and healthcare around the Q92 listening area. With us today, we have Dallas Niflott, who is the Director of Pharmacy with the Madison Healthcare Services. And Dallas, welcome to the airwaves here this morning.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about something that's, of course, been on a lot of people's minds these days, and that's vaccinations. And we're going to talk a little bit about what types of vaccinations are out there. But first off, fill us in. Where do things stand right now, just in general, with the vaccination situation?
Well, I think things are looking a little bit better every day. We just got word that a third approved vaccine has just been approved, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So it's always exciting when we can add another one to try to keep our numbers going up. We keep, at Madison Healthcare Services, we've been able to vaccinate more and more people every day, it seems like. So it's getting to be a better place all the time. We still have a ways to go, but we're making progress.
Yeah, we were just talking about the situation. Was it last Sunday you vaccinated 300-plus people up
there? Yeah. So we had 300 people scheduled, and we were able to get actually more than 300 doses out of those vials. And we've been given permission now to use those extra doses. So it was closer to 340 doses that we got out of there. So yeah, that was good.
Okay, what kind of vaccine have you been using? Just one type so far, the two-dose vaccine?
We've been using two of the different two-dose vaccines. The first one we received was the Pfizer vaccine. That's what's called an mRNA vaccine, and it's a two-dose, like we said. And we've also used the Moderna vaccine, which is kind of a similar style, also an mRNA vaccine, and also takes two doses.
Okay.
Different time in between those doses. So, Pfizer is 21 days, and the Moderna is 28, so some slight differences, I guess.
Okay, there's a storage problem with one of the vaccines. You have to keep it pretty darn cold, I guess, before you use it, or how does that work?
Yeah, the Pfizer vaccine. So for long-term storage, that can be a real issue. It needs to be kept at what we call ultra-cold temperatures, so well below zero. Special freezers are needed. But the good thing is that it can be stored in the fridge for up to 5 days. So typically we'll get it from a place that has those freezers, and then we'll have the 5 days to use it where we store it in the refrigerator.
Okay. And as you say, that new Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that's a little easier to store, and just one dose.
Definitely easier to store. Yes, that one can store in the refrigerator for an extended period of time, and yep, that's just one dose, so more convenient for sure.
How about the effectiveness? Any one that's better than any other?
Well, that's kind of a hot topic right now because, some of the numbers might suggest that, maybe the one or the other might be a little bit better, but it's kind of comparing apples and oranges. This latest one to come out from Johnson & Johnson came out now when there's more variants out there, a little bit different testing ground for it. So I think the real takeaway message is that they've all been shown to be effective, and they've all been shown to be quite effective against severe COVID, which is really the main thing that we want to prevent against the hospitalizations, the ventilator use, and deaths, of course. So I would say that they've all been shown to be very effective against that. And for anybody wondering which one should I get, I would say just whatever's available to you at any given time, that's the one you should get.
Okay, and I understand. Not just the Madison Healthcare Services, but some of the pharmacies, Countryside Public Health, have all been heavy into the world of vaccination these days as well. I saw some figures that Lacparl is doing actually pretty well, especially in the 65-plus area.
Right. So right now that's basically what's open to us for vaccination is the 65, age 65 and up. And right now I'd say our area is kind of getting pretty saturated with the folks who are in that age group and who want the vaccine. Most of them, I'd say, have gotten it at this point, so that's good.
Yeah, I did see one chart that said, compared to all the counties in Minnesota, it said Lacparl was ahead of the curve, percentage of people 65 and over vaccinated than any other counties around, so that's a good thing.
Right, for sure.
Everybody's getting in there like they should. How about, you seen anything as far as any side effects of bad side effects of these or hearing from people?
It's always the bad side effects that make the news. You see the allergic reactions and things out there. And not something that we ignore by any means. We really haven't seen any of the serious reactions out there. We see some, skin rashes, maybe a headache, generally maybe some malaise, just not feeling the best the next day, and some muscle aches. But nothing that's been severe that we've really seen, no.
Okay. Well, how about can everybody else kind of count on getting vaccinated? That's the big question.
Yeah. You might have to talk to the governor to really find a good answer for that one. You know, I think that the last I heard, they were hoping to get 70% of individuals age 65 and up vaccinated before they would open it up to the next group of people. At one point in time, it sounded like that was going to be the end of this month, but it's all such a fluid moving target. It's hard to say. But if anybody who is not eligible to get a vaccine right now wants to kind of be in the system, so to speak, there's what's called a Minnesota Vaccine Connector. You can just Google Minnesota Vaccine Connector, and you can put in your age and other information, and you should be notified then when it's your turn.
Okay. So. I know a lot of the local medical facilities have been plugging that, too, to give them a call and get on their wait list, mm-hmm. and then they'll notify you when the vaccine is available. So.
Yep, and especially right now, if there's anybody out there age 65 up who wants a vaccine and hasn't gotten it yet, go ahead and call the clinic, and we can get you scheduled. So.
All right. Well, anything else we should know about the vaccination situation?
I just think that it's getting better every day. I think in Minnesota, last I saw, about 16% of the population had gotten at least one vaccine. So to me, that's pretty good progress, considering it was just at the end of 2020 that we first got our vaccines approved. So we're making progress. It's slower than we'd all like, but at the same time, it's breakneck speed in the medical world. So
right. Well, what would you say to those people who say they don't want the vaccination? There's that crowd out there that doesn't plan to get it. What's right. your response to that?
I would just say that I think a lot of people were hesitant at first because they said it's not tested enough. There's not enough people who were in the trials. And while I disagree with some of that, it's been tested in a lot of we have millions of people now in the United States who have gotten the vaccine, and side effects are low, and the efficacy in real world situations is looking to be about what we were hoping it would be. I read just recently that in the country Israel, they kind of have a program where I think it's like over 90% of their individuals age 50 and up have already been vaccinated. So they're kind of a good example to the rest of the world right now to see if these vaccines will be effective for the general population to get community spread down. And there's some encouraging things that are coming out of there. It's we can't really draw too strong conclusions yet, but it's looking really, really good so far. The data out there kind of showing that it's what we'd hoped it would be. So I would say the vaccine is looking more and more proven every day. So I would say if that's what's holding people back, that it's there's a lot more data now than there was before, and it looks good.
And of course, we still want to encourage people to do a little social distancing, mm-hmm. Mask up, use some common sense, hand sanitizer, wash your hands, all that. Just because you're vaccinated, all those things seem to be probably, some of those things are a good idea anytime.
Right, right.
COVID or no COVID, to wash your hands.
Sure.
But everybody should still keep doing some of that too.
Yep, that's right. Even if you're vaccinated, we just don't know for sure how much it curbs transmission. Like I said, it looks like it has some effect, but still possible that you could have it and you don't know it, and give it to somebody who might be vulnerable. And we want to keep doing those things here for sure.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, appreciate you coming in and giving us a little time to fill us in on how the vaccination situation is going on out there, and we'll maybe get you in before too long and get an update and see where we're at.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Dallas Niflott, Director of Pharmacy with Madison Healthcare Services, with us on Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.